I think it's you got to be pretty much totally a homophobe to not be afraid to compliment another guy on whether or not they look better or worse without the beard.
Uh-huh. See, Chris, I told you.
What if we're just too afraid to hurt their feelings by saying, I think you look like a total freak now?
Well, you know.
maybe you should have been honest.
Maybe you should just roll forward with it and hurt their feelings.
Yeah. Come on, Chris, we've known each other a long time. You can be honest with me.
Yeah, if you guys are friends, I mean, totally.
Right? Aren't we?
Yeah.
We're not just paid to be friends, I don't think.
We get paid?
I think so.
Whoops. Thanks for calling, man.
Yeah, no problem.
See ya. Hey, what do you think about two dudes who can compliment each other on how they look?
I think there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, I compliment guys all the time.
Yeah?
But yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. Then again, I'm gay, but yeah.
Oh, well, see, I'm saying, like, a heterosexual guy can't say that without someone being like, wait a minute.
Well, my best friend is straight as a board, and he compliments me all the time. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing completely wrong. If a guy thinks a guy is looking like you, for instance, do you look better without the beard or do you not? There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
What if you just don't know, so you say, I don't know?
Yeah, it's not like I'm saying, does my ass look attractive? You know, I'm not doing like that. Or
That's completely different, though. That's being sexually attractive.
Yeah. See? Okay. Good. Well, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Peace.
Bye.
By the way, you can't say what if you just don't want to commit, because earlier you said, when you refused to say anything about the beard and how it looked, you said, I can't, I'm a dude. Remember that? Remember that part?
No.
Huh? You said that. Don't act like you didn't say that.
I said it because you wanted me to say it. That's why I said
it. Oh, deep down I was sending you some kind of vibe or something? What the hell are you talking about over there?
If I didn't say that, we would not be talking about this right now.
Oh, that's true. It is giving us good show material. So, yeah, I guess secretly I did want you to say that. Whatever the hell. Go ahead.
Yeah, the more I listen to this, the more I wonder, since when do we need compliments?
What do you mean?
Does it make your day for someone to tell you you look pretty with a beard?
No, but I would like to know, you know? I just want people to be honest with me. You know? That's all I want. I just want you to let me know, you know, hey, do I look good with a beard or not? You know, it's hard to get a good compliment. It's hard to get a good, not necessarily compliment, but a good piece of feedback on your life choices.
Go to a sorority house and see how that works out. Because that's what matters, doesn't it? How the girls think you look.
Yeah.
Does it matter, really, if Chris thinks you're a sexy beast? I mean, really, it doesn't.
Well,
you know?
Chris is in the studio, and I can turn and say, hey, Chris, what do you think about the beard? Do I look better with or without? Right? Or I could show up on the steps of a sorority and knock and say, hey, can I take an informal poll of everybody here and ask them how my beard looks? You know?
It might go over better. You never know.
It's just a lot of work. Okay. I'll give that a shot.
All right. Thanks.
Hey, what do you think about two heterosexual dudes who can compliment each other?
Well, let's see. I'm not saying it's wrong, but why would you want to compliment on a guy? I mean, what tendencies do you have to say,
tendencies. You're
gonna look good today?
Sweet eyes, bro.
Why do you want to, though? Does it make you feel better? Does it make him feel better? I mean,
yes, it's to make everybody feel better.
I think it's something I wouldn't do.
It's something that you wouldn't do, really?
No,
I don't know. I just don't have any problem with it.
You don't have any problem with it?
No, I can say, hey, Chris, I think you looked pretty good when you had that beard work, and I can say that without having my hand down his pants at the same time. You know,
I think the beard's a good idea, though. A beard's a great idea.
Just the idea of a beard?
Yeah, I can't grow a beard, so I envy other people who, I guess, are more man than me, because I just can't grow one. I don't know, it just doesn't come out.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, man. Mine isn't anything too impressive. I've got a bald spot. I was telling someone the other day, I was like, God can give me hair on my back, but he can't fill in, like, the one bald spot on my face here.
Oh, see, you got the Joe Dirt haircut. You got the Joe Dirt facial hair, white trash style.
Yeah, I was really self-conscious about the beard, but some people did make me feel better about it, and, you know, I was just pulling Chris to see what he thought, and he was too anti-hey to be able to tell me.